addict.
Hi, Jerry.
Alcoholic, nicotine addict, food addict, and can use shopping as a means of numbing as well. So I've done this work as it's laid out in the Big Book with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor and a loving God. I've made my amends, and I'm living in steps 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability. Thank you, everyone. Always, it seems like when I'm speaking on a particular step, I have something I need to be learning. But one of the things that caught me first is, why would anyone not want to do this when you look at the promises here? Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel near the Creator. The feeling, the addiction, the craving has left us. Why wouldn't we want to do this? Well, I think if we go back, I'm going to just step back a bit, because that'll help us understand why it may be a little bit tough to do. Looking back at some elements of the fourth step. The quality, the thoroughness of my fourth step had a lot to do with the times that I checked in with my sponsor to see how I was doing. And so making a list of resentments, for example, wasn't that difficult for me, but it got like to the turnarounds, and I could think of what somebody else had done wrong, or I could think of a rationalization for why I had done what I did, and so it was that. And one of the biggest things was I wrote too much. So I was told to really shorten it down to really get to the crux of the issue. So not talk forever about the story, but get to the crux of the issue. So and that's hard, because I had to disregard the other person entirely. So we've had the conversation. I've had the conversation with my sponsor that indeed I would want to kind of take a tangent off on, this is why, because of what this person did to me, so this is why I did what I did. And I was like, that's not what we're doing. So it took some work to really, literally, they use the word disregard, to disregard the other person. That's like taking it out of your sight. And then admitting our wrongs, the categories, I had no idea. I thought I was a totally honest person, so being dishonest didn't even ring a bell with me until I started doing some writing. But it wasn't even until I did the fifth step with my sponsor, who helped me to see. By that time, this person was pretty familiar with me, so therefore could also be very helpful in showing me what dishonest meant. And in my case, what dishonest meant is not speaking my truth. There was a lot of that going on, is I would just acquiesce or go along, and I never considered that as dishonest behavior. And I certainly, at a very high level, I knew I was an anxious person, but we talk about fear being a corroding thread. Well, think about how tiny a thread is. Hmm. Like when you pull a thread on a piece of clothing, how tiny that thread is. I wouldn't have made the connection between the anxiety and the fear with the resentments and the people who were on my list, and the depth to which that went. So it was a lot more specific. I could be a lot more specific, and I could really see just how fearful I really was. And still, it can come back and haunt me. So in doing the fifth step, this was also the time where my sponsor made it clear that going forward, it was about a dependence on God, not on her. Not that she was going to go away forever and that I'd never be able to talk to her again, but that if I was doing this process, if I had really learned from the process, I also should have learned how to avail myself of the God of my understanding. And how, I mean, the battle goes on for me with self-reliance. But it was in that fifth step that it first became what I thought was a character attribute was way too far over here, in that my self-reliance was not in the category of being a good attribute. It was in the category of there's nobody to take care of me, so I'm going to make sure I take care of myself. And I didn't trust God to be taking care of me either. So we wonder why, when we get to the seventh step, it says that we may not like the idea of verbalizing all this to someone else. How easy it is for me to, I don't really even pray out loud very much. So for me to keep that in my head versus speaking it out, I mean, every time I speak it out, I see it so much more clearly. And the desperation which are underneath the promises of what we get from doing this, the desperation of realizing that I could not live, I would not stay free of wanting to numb, which is what my addiction is. I wouldn't be able to cope if I didn't find a new way of living. And part of that with this fifth step is at least getting rid of the stuff from the past, at least cleaning up. And I found as the very first time I did one, when I was first in recovery, I did a fifth step, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm such a terrible person. And the stories that my sponsor could tell far exceeded mine. So that gave me some confidence, that gave me hope that I could come up to this level of being equal with everybody else in the world, that I didn't have to be, I wasn't way down here. And then when there were other people where I thought, well, gee, I'm a lot better than that, I could be way up here. I mean, the craziness of that was driving me insane. And that's was, again, only at a much deeper level what I experienced in speaking out loud and also hearing from my sponsor some of the truths. One of the things that still really stands out for me, and is probably still a learning area, is I had a lot of old ideas about how I should be in relationship with various people. All different categories, from parents, family, work, friends. And doing the fifth step, speaking out loud my rationale for the way I was in these relationships, and getting some feedback, was the beginning of my grasping an entirely new approach and new attitude towards other people. That, A, I wasn't as bad as I shame was so huge for me, that much of that was lifted, and that I got a real definition of selfishness for the first time. I didn't even really understand that in doing the writing. It was in the conversation, it was in the talking where I really had equated selfishness with codependence. So whatever you wanted, I needed to do, because if I didn't, I was selfish. And I learned that wasn't the definition of selfishness, that there was a balance between people's needs, including mine. So that was a, that in itself made just doing the fifth step, speaking the truth, hearing the truth, hearing myself speak the truth about myself, really was eye-opening and made a difference. And so there are, you know, three things that we accomplish. We have a change in attitude, which some of the examples I've given are about my change in attitude was also in my understanding of what true dishonesty was, what true selfishness was, how deep fear ran, and that the fact that it helped me to continue to think through the definition of my higher power, what that relationship was going to be like. And there have been times over my life where I've gone through that, I almost want to use the word battle, but it's like, I understand who I think you are, but that doesn't make me immune from all the bad things that can happen to people in life. And I'm in that category of all the people in life. So to trust my higher power, who I believe to be good, and not get what I'd really like, which is to be taken out of that category and treated special. That isn't part of the deal. That, for me, was the new relationship with my Creator. And that's, it comes back to me. It doesn't, you know, it goes deeper and deeper. There's the Serenity Prayer, which really speaks to that. And the defects, the defects are really different than what I had. I imagined that it was my intolerance, that I was impatient. It was, the reason that was true was because I was afraid. I was afraid, particularly patience and tolerance showed up in the workplace, and I was managing other people, and that if I couldn't get the people I was responsible for to do what I was supposed to have them doing, I would be so afraid. I mean, the thoughts that would go through my mind is they're going to fire me for sure. Never did get fired. And I realized in doing this fifth step, in having the conversation, that the reason I couldn't change and be more tolerant was because I hadn't dealt with the fear. I had not accepted the reality that I don't have to be in this job, that I have a new employer, as we talk about, and that meant I could just relax and that it would all work out. And you know, the times where I could really just relax into that, the results were much better, and I was free of the obsession, because The only thing I knew before recovery and before this program to deal with obsession was numbing. And the more of these tools that have been peeled away, from alcohol to cigarettes, and that's probably now 5 or so years ago that I used food addictively for the first time. And then more recently saw the times where I decided to leave and go shopping because I wasn't feeling happy, joyous, and free. That the more and more that I am relieved of the tools that I use to numb myself, the more I need this program, the more I need to speak the truth. So although the fifth step is a time where we clear the past, it is also, it's really the 10th step, I guess, but for me, it is also still the way in which I get freedom from these personality characteristics, that the fear, for me in particular, the fear that wants to come back, and sometimes the dishonesty that comes back, you know, new events, new situations, new experiences in life. And having a friend in the program to be able to say, my anxiety is out of control right now. Just to even say that puts me in a position of clarity that I need to come back and once again struggle with the serenity prayer, struggle with the relationship with the God of my understanding and what that is, NOMB, none of my business. So it's now I understand why it says that if I wouldn't have done that, if I wouldn't have been that honest, if I wouldn't have been vocal, and today, when I am not honest, when I'm not vocal with someone that can hold a confidence, that I put myself at risk of a slip. And that's the last thing I would want at this stage in my life. Because I'm scared. I don't know that I would come back. It's the more that I'm relieved, and as we say in the addiction continues, it grows. It doesn't just go away. It's like a little monster that it's quietly there. So if I were to succumb for whatever reason or just plain weakness, that it wouldn't be the place I was at when I started the program. It would be a different place. So I totally get why this fifth step is like really the linchpin for us staying free of our addictions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.